This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries as the world approaches a death toll of 1 million. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva Monday that the tests would cost less than $5. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Monday that there have been close to 1 million deaths from COVID-19 worldwide. There have been more than 33 million infections around the globe. In India, the country's confirmed coronavirus tally reached 6 million on Monday, behind only the United States, where infections passed 7 million last week. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told NBC, quote, "We're nowhere near the end of the coronavirus pandemic." Meanwhile, Europe is experiencing a new wave of coronavirus infections, leading some governments across the continent to reimpose restrictions on residents and businesses. Forces of Armenia and Azerbaijan continued fighting around the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave for a second day on Monday, despite calls from the international community for the hostilities to end. Both sides exchanged accusations of using heavy artillery. The breakaway region reported that at least 27 more soldiers were killed Monday, bringing to 58 the number of its soldiers killed since Sunday, when it says Azerbaijan launched an air and artillery attack. The region also reported 2 civilian deaths. There was no official information about any Azeri military casualties. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the heavy fighting and expressed regrets for the loss of life and the toll on the civilian population. This is VOA News. The United States is threatening to close its embassy in Baghdad after attacks by Shiite militias. News organizations quoted U.S. and Iraqi officials Sunday as saying U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Iraqi leaders in recent days that the embassy would close unless Iraq worked to stop attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic sites. Pompeo has not discussed the matter publicly, and a State Department spokesperson declined on Monday to comment on the secretary's conversations with foreign leaders, but the spokesperson told reporters the United States, quote, "will not tolerate threats to our men and women serving abroad." The United States has demanded Iraqi action before, saying in January that Iraq has an obligation to protect U.S. diplomatic facilities in the country. That message came weeks after the U.S. military responded to a series of attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq with an airstrike that killed Iran's top general and senior Iraqi militia commander outside the Baghdad airport. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Tuesday with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya during his visit to Lithuania. The meeting is seen as a major show of support for the activist. Tsikhanouskaya, who fled to Vilnius after claiming victory in a disputed election, told AFP on Monday she had requested the meeting and called on Macron to help mediate in the crisis. "The protests are not going to stop," she said. She said Belarus badly needs a dialogue between government and opposition. Macron confirmed he would meet with Tsikhanouskaya on Tuesday morning during his 3-day visit to Lithuania and to Latvia. The move marks a fresh initiative from the French leader in addition to his recent efforts to resolve a political crisis in Lebanon. The first of a group of 3 tankers carrying Iranian fuel for gasoline-starved Venezuela entered Venezuelan waters on Monday in the most recent sign of the country's expanding trade. The 2 OPEC members have increased cooperation this year by exchanging crude oil, fuel, food, equipment for refineries and other industrial goods. The Iran-flagged tanker Forest, transporting some 270,000 barrels of fuel loaded in the Middle East, entered Venezuela's exclusive economic zone on Monday morning. 2 Iranian tankers, the Faxon and the Fortune, are following the same route, crossing the Atlantic Ocean with estimated arrival dates in early October. Although both Iran and Venezuela are under tough U.S. sanctions, Washington has not moved to intercept the vessels. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.